Blog Talk Radio.
Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Yahuwah.
Live, Yahuwah's radio. Worldwide international radio broadcast is now on the air. Yahuwah's radio, Yahuwah's ministry. I be your host for the special day called Thursday evening by name, Seer Israel of Seed Royal. We're doing a series called The Due Order of YHWH to His People Israel. We're just going to stroll right on the international side and see what we can pull up and see who all in the room, and we'll get something going on called a special edition called Thursday evening. On the international side, all the slots are filled. And what's flashing out of New York? New York. What's flashing, New York? 106274. 106274. What'd you say, WCC? Seer, how many do you think is all pro voices of the true Israelite on that 106274? How many do you think is pro? That's a pretty good question there, WCC. 106274. I say pro Israel, six anointed camps. I say 106274. I tell you what, I can't answer that question right now. Let me think about that, WCC. Let me think about that for a minute. We'll get an elder in there, and then I'll be thinking about what you just saying. How many do I think out of the 106274 is pro forces of a true Israelite? I can't answer that right away. Give me a chance to think about that. All right, WCC, we're going to find elder Tibbs and bring him in and give me a chance to look at what you're talking about. I want to answer too fast, so I just wait. So when you meet the elder with a loud voice, you say, "Elder, Mr. Tibbs, Yahuwah beat you there, Seed Royal."
And Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel, Seed Royal. How are you? Yahuwah.
Hello, Yahuwah there, Elder. Well, I got a question I'm going to tell you myself from the WCC saying, how many do I think is full voices in the true Israelites? 195 international countries, 106.2. 7-4, because they say they all stack the deck to hear some prophecy. So the deck is stacked to hear some prophecy. So I don't know how many pro forces of a true Israelite, and I ain't gonna take a shot at that yet until I think about it. But I'll tell you one thing, whatever Yahweh put on your mind on 195 international contest, 106.274 flashing on the international side. You're on the clock. Come on, Steph.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel, and thank you for bringing me into the night's broadcast of, what was that, 105,274 listeners? Oh, that's quite a bit of people that came to hear the words of Yahweh. And they want to know how many are pro-Israel. Well, that's a good question, because only Yahweh knows. But I can tell you this for sure, for one thing. We can answer that what we see, and only that of what we know. Because we have to stay within a wise man decision. And that brings me to look at Mark before I get started. Chapter 4, verses 16 to 18. 16 says, "And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness. 17, and those with no root in themselves, so to endure for a time afterwards. When affliction or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. 18, and these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word." Well, we like to also maybe use a backup verse. We look at Sirach chapter 21, verse 15. Let's see what that says, verse 15. "If a skillful man hears a wise word, he will commend it and add unto it. And as soon as one of no understanding hears it, it displeases him, and he casts it behind their back." So we have to be careful with decisions that we make, especially without knowing the root that's in a person's decision. Because we know we've all came to hear these things that most of us can hear. And some listening can never understand, and that's without the proper or correct teaching. I run into that almost every week, to see those things in the Bible that most of us see and some looking can never find. And we see it's the misinformed that can do none of these things, and that's without proper teaching once again. This is why the words of Yahweh that is taught makes all this and more possible for the righteous. And we want to be right. I'll tell you that. I want my James 5:20. We have to be aware by knowing the scripture. There's those out there that camouflage their evil or confused teachings for righteous learning, even using the Bible scriptures as verbal weapons. So, to help you through these dark times of wrong teaching and Christianity, we welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry that coming to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. And first and foremost, as you might imagine, about Yahweh's word, connecting the Bible books for your biblical education, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have not. This is information that you came to seek. Now you found it, which you have sought in Yahweh's ministry, that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. We generally don't have a class on Tuesday unless we have a special event. But we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath is Friday, current time starting at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. The temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the members desire to leave. Now, we're also using a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. On the search line, type www.tribeyhdh.com. After click enter, just under the big line, you're going to see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you may see menu. But again, after clicking this, you'll still see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it tells us in the book of Psalms, looking at chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, "Give unto the Yahweh, you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength." 8, "Give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name. bring an offering, and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to the ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahweh, alive. Also, to build a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Also, while there, don't forget to check the calendar to keep you, yourself, family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. For the live program, this feature is only available during the live broadcast time. Could get there, open up any search engine, and right on the search line, type three words, Yahweh Radio Live. After you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Click the red live button as soon as it appears, and you'll be right into our live online broadcast. Also, we're using two email addresses for the listening members to use. The first, which is tribe, that's TRIBEYHDH at gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answered, or related topics. The other is YHDHYSRAEL at gmail.com, also for biblical subjects or related topics. You can even state how our program was enjoyed by you. Now, knowing this, the numbers that you can righteously call with Yahweh in mind, the first would be our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is an international number where you can call, leave message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahweh's ministry. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except for Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. To do this, open up any search engine. Once again, type in three words, Yahweh Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. This time, just choose the program that you are late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. And another good note, as a reminder, we're in the process of making it possible to get a recording of any program by request. Just call the international line to order any particular day or number of days. Now, after the normal broad talk, we're also on Pal Talk for your continued Bible education. We're listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for True Name Teachers. This is where Yahweh's Word will also be working for your Bible questions. Online there to answer any questions on the discussed topics will be Elder Josiah or Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel. One note, no comments will be taken off topic or multiple text questions answered. Failure to follow these righteous acts, either elder will block or restrict misuse. And if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, we will continue our teaching on Pal Talk. Well, be with you all. But remember, when you're trying to win the Bump the Gums contest, don't forget, you will miss all the Yahweh's glory which is said unto you. We are here to rehearse the righteous act, to learn Yahweh's word. Remember what it says in St. John chapter 14, verse 26. 26 says, "But the Comforter, which is the righteous Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you." So let's find out what's going to be said. Let's keep those Bibles open, and we will pass our program back over to our seer Israel. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. That's excellent. Again, we'll catch you on the bottom part, and that's excellent. And I remember, like you said, the broadcast on the Pal Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Pal Talk Radio, Josiah Israel, being Israel, he'll definitely be cranking around by 8 o'clock. So got a lot of information. And then one thing about it, any question pertaining to the lesson he got on table, lesson we got on table, come out of Camp 1, Camp 2, and whatever. We will always be there to answer any question pertaining to the lesson that you heard on this broadcast or the broadcast that's on Pal Talk. We will definitely stick around, and any question we can help you with that you don't understand about what was said, we definitely be there. So, you know, we here to inform you, Steve Ray. Our job is to try to inform you on exactly what he give us to show you pertaining to the scriptures of Yahuwah. So we're doing all we can to give you multiple information, and it's up to you to search it out and do the right thing, and thus says Yahuwah. So we're going to leave it like that. Remember, it's called a special edition called Thursday evening. We're going to get right off into something. We want to get off into prophecy, but we got to always stay according to what Yahuwah give us. Although we prepared to take care of whatever he give us, but what we're going to do, we're going to get the lines open up by going find Brother Yahuwah Israel, and when you meet your brother, with a loud voice you say, Brother Yahuwah Israel, Yahuwah be to that Steve Ray.
God bless you, see Israel. I see you, will you? Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Father, Brother Yahuwah Israel. Tell me one thing. Do my sound like it's like inferior or what? What do those seals sound like right now? Because I'm hearing that I'm kind of a little low or something like that. But that's the WCC talking, so I'm not going to worry about that. What are you hearing there, Brother Yahuwah Israel, see right?
Well, on my end, you're coming through loud and clear, seer.
Okay, well, we'll accept that and we'll run with it. Well, see, I got my eye on the WCC because they on stack the deck again said, how many do I think is pro forces of the true Israelite on the network? And I didn't give no answer right away and still ain't giving no answer right now. But we going to get up some loot. Chapter 12, verse 12. Let's get some of that in there, Brother Yahuwah Israel. Come on.
Book of Luke, chapter 12. Verse number 12 reads, for the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
Excellent. In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. And I believe that. And we want to open up there, Brother Yahuwah Israel. We want to run back in Second Maccabees there, Brother Yahuwah Israel. I want to run back to Second Book of Maccabees and pick it up around by verse 10. I just want to read a couple of verses until we get our point. We'll back you down when we get our point. It's something off in Second Book of Maccabees, chapter 6. I pick it up around by verse 10. It's something that we need to talk about. Second Book of Maccabees, special edition called Thursday evening, 6 verse 10. Let's read till we get our point. You on the clock, come on.
Book of Second Maccabees, chapter 6, verse number 10 reads. Second Maccabees 6, verse number 10. For there were two women brought. We had circumcised their children. When they had openly lay around about the city, the babes hanging at their breasts, they cast them down headlong from the wall. Verse number 11. And others that had run together into caves nearby to keep the Sabbath day secretly, being discovered to Philip, were all burnt together, but they made a conscience to help themselves for the honor of the most sacred day.
Good, right there, that's it, that's what I want left. You said they made themselves conscious effort about the most sacred, righteous day. Now, read that again, that Brother Yahuwah Israel. So listen, so our forefathers, read Timothy 3 verse 3, what do Timothy 1 verse 3 say? Second Timothy 1:3. What do that say?
The book of Second Timothy 1, verse number 3 read. Mark, who have served from our forefathers with a pure conscience and without ceasing, I have remembrance of you in my prayer, night and day.
So he said, in conscience, I serve. He said that he do what he say he done. He I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience. Now come back in that read. So otherwise, Paul was letting Timothy know that what he doing, you can read the records in our forefathers and mothers. And what was our forefathers and mothers doing in second book of Maccabees, chapter 6, verse 11? So he said, I'm on what they own. He said, I'm not bringing nothing on table. And what I'm bringing to you, Timothy, is always bring up what our forefathers and mothers went through and did upon all pressure. So we read that in verse 3. And we just said something, but don't flip my mind just that fast. But I guess you got it. Come on, Brother Yahshua Israel.
Because 2 Maccabees 6, verse number 11 read, and others that had run together into caves nearby to keep the Sabbath day secretly, and discovered to Philip, were all burnt together, because they made a conscience to help themselves for the honor of the most sacred day.
They made an effort to keep the most sacred day, the Sabbath day. See, Ray, our forefathers, now come on back to 2 Timothy chapter 3 and pick up verse 5 down to verse 10. Now, 2 Timothy chapter 1, pick it up at verse number 5 and take it down to verse 10. So our forefathers and mothers made a conscious effort to keep the most righteous day of them all, called the Sabbath day, the Friday night to the Saturday night. And what they did on that day, on the Friday night and the Saturday night, hold that point there. And what did they do in Zephaniah 2:1? What did they do, Brother Yahshua Israel, Zephaniah 2:1?
Book of Zephaniah, chapter 2, verse number 1 reads, Zephaniah chapter 2, verse number 1. Gather yourself together, gather together, O nation, not desire.
So they gathered themselves together, and they were told something, in Romans chapter 9, verse 14, down to 17. They gathered together, and they was told something. See, when you gather together, some way Yahweh make sure you are eyeball to eyeball, and you'll be told something when you follow the gathering yourself together in the sixth anointing camp of bosses of the true Israelites. So when you gather yourself together, some was told in Romans chapter 9, verse 14 through 17. What was told there, Brother Yahweh Israel?
Book of Romans 9, verse number 14 through 17 reads. Book of Romans chapter 9, verse 14. What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with Yahweh? Yahweh forbid. Verse 15. For he said to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. Verse 16. So then it's not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of Yahweh, the show of mercy. Verse 17. For the scripture said unto Pharaoh, even for this same purpose have I raised you up, that I might show my power in you, that my name might be declared throughout all the earth.
And then he left the Romans and went and found some more Israelites, the Corinthians, in the sixth chapter, in 19 and 20. He told them something. So he was letting you know the reason why he showed up on them is to tell them some things that they gotta get with it. So in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 and 20, what was said there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Book of 1 Corinthians 6, verse number 19 and verse 20 reads, Book of 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse number 19. Well, know you not that your body is the temple of the righteous spirit, which is in you, which you have a Yahweh, you are not your own. Verse 20, for you are brought with a price, therefore honor Yahweh in your body and in your spirit, which are Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. You say you bought with a price. See, a price has been paid for you, see, for you. A price, matter of fact, the price was in the book of Amos. He made it clear. He told Amos, you tell that children of Israel that it was a price paid for them. And that's why we have to tell you whether you take heed or not. But it was a price that was made for you to do Yahweh's business. So in the book of Amos chapter 2 there, Brother Yahdai Israel, it was always to remind the children of Israel of what Yahweh did in Amos 2, verse number 9. Something he did in 2, verse 9 is to remind the children of Israel that is scattered, that something he did in 2, verse 9. What did he do there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Amos chapter 2. Verse number 9 reads, you destroyed out the Amorites before them, whose height was like the height of the cedars, and he was strong as the oaks. You destroyed his fruit from above and his roots from beneath.
And that's the reason why right now the Ammonites is nowhere on record today, because they all mixed in with the Canaanites and called the South African today, but all of them in there, so you don't know who's who. Only they know, but right now he said, I plucked up the Amorites, because the Amorites is Canaanite, and they went in the land that wasn't theirs, and that what happened. I want to run, and matter of fact, I want to, before we get on the prophecy, I know that was WCC wants to get on some prophecy, but we can't go the way you want to go, although you want to stack the deck in this lesson. I want to go to Ezekiel 37, that Brother Yahdai Israel. And I want to see what I can get out of, I need to see what I can get out of 15 to 22. No, I don't want to do that neither. No, I'm going to leave that alone. No, I'm going to leave that alone. I want to leave that alone. I want to throw some on the table, just, you know, for those that got here to hear to show why it's so important to gather. And we're going to just throw 2 Kings 2, and pick up at verse 23 and read down to the bottom. We're just going to throw this on the table and see what kind of answer will come behind this. Let's go to 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 23 down to 25, I think, 24, 25, somewhere in that area there, Brother Yahdai Israel.
Come on. Book of 2 Kings chapter 2. Verse number 23 through 25 reads, Book of 2 Kings, chapter 2, verse 23. He went up from thence unto Bethel. As he was going up by the way, came forth little children out of the city and mocked him and said unto him, Go up, you bald head. Go up, you bald head. Verse 24. He turned back and looked on them and cursed them in the name of Yahweh. There came forth two she-bears out of the wood, have 40 and two children of them. Verse 25. And he went from thence to Mount Carmel, and from thence he returned to Samaria.
Mm-hmm. Now, when those read that, they'll read that one way. And Sirach 42:24 says what?
The book of Sirach, chapter 42, verse number 24 reads, Sirach 42, verse number 24. All things are double, one against another. And he had made nothing imperfect.
Right. So all things is double. Now, read that again in 2 Kings 2:23 again, that brother Yahya. I just want to, you know, throw some on the table just for a minute. Throw some on the table. Read that again, 23 down to verse 24, 25, whatever you're going to. 2 Kings 2:23, 24, 25, where it's going to. Take it down to the end now. Come on.
Book of 2 Kings chapter 2. Verse 23 and 25 reads, 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 23. He went up from thence to Bethel, and as he was going by the waste, there came forth little children out of the city, and mocked him and said unto him, go up, you all he. Go up, you all he. Verse 23. And he turned back and looked on them and cursed them in the name of Yahweh. And there came forth two she-bears out of the wood, and carried 42 children of them. Verse 25. And he went from thence to Mount Carmel, and from thence he returned to Samaria.
Okay, good. Good. That's what he did. He said he turned back, and the little children, he cursed the little children. He cursed him in the name of Yahweh. What did it say in Sirach 4, verse 6 there, Brother Yahweh Israel?
The book of Sirach, chapter 4, verse number 6 reads, Sirach chapter 4, verse number 6. For if he cursed thee in the bitterness of his mind, prayer shall be heard of him that made him.
Now, he said he cursed the little children. Let's run to Matthew's, was it Matthew 18? Or is it Luke 18? Let's run to 1, 2, and 3 out of the 18th chapter. And Matthew 18, 1, 2, and 3.
Book of Matthew, chapter 18, verse number 1, 2, verse number 3 reads. Book of Matthew 18, verse number 1. At the same time came the disciples, followed unto Yahweh the Son, saying, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Verse number 2. Yahweh called a little child unto him and set them in the midst of them. Verse 3. Said, truly, I say unto you, that if you be converted and be as this little child, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven.
So the little children that we read about is pointing toward Israel. Good. But he says two she-bears came out and met them and told him up. Let's run to Hosea chapter 5, verse 14 and 15. We're going to take care of it. We'll be a little bit more of this in class, but we just want to throw some on the table there, Brother Yahya Israel. You know, make the national audience think. Hosea 5, 14 and 15 says what?
The book of Hosea, chapter 5, number 14 and 15 reads. Book of Hosea, chapter 5. Verse number 14. For I will be unto Ephraim, nor the kingdom as a lion, and as a young lion to the family of Yahdah Judah, southern kingdom. Even I will tear and go away. I will take away, and none shall rescue him. Verse 15. I will go and return to my place, that they acknowledge their offering, and seek my face. In their affliction, they will seek me early.
Hosea 13, verse 8. What does it say in 13, verse 8?
The book of Hosea, chapter 13, verse number 8 reads. Book of Hosea, chapter 13, verse number 8. I will meet them as a bear that is bereaved of her whelps, will rend the call of their hearts, and there will I devour them like a lion. The wild beast shall tear them.
He said he gonna meet you like a bear. He said he go and he's gonna tear and go away. That's what the Proverbs 17 verse 12. So we just gonna throw a few things on the table, cause we know the world reads this thing, reads at 2 Kings 2:23 one way, the way they hear. Well, obvious is the way I heard it. Well, see, obvious is the way you heard it is wrong. It's totally wrong what you think you read out of 2 Kings 2:23-25 or 24, whatever it is. It's totally wrong that what you think you got to read. But we'll take care of that in class. Why it's so important to make that, to sit down in classes so you can understand the Bible got a double meaning to it. Every time you read something in the Bible, the meaning that is shown to you that you read face value. It's not the true answer, because the Bible has a double meaning. And I don't want them to be to bring that out, dozy and anointed to do that. So, what are we reading that, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Proverbs chapter 17, verse number 12.
Yeah, what'd that say?
Book of Proverbs 17, verse number 12 reads, let a bear rob her wealth, meet a man, rather than a fool and his father.
Read that again, Brother Yahdai Israel.
The book of Proverbs 17, verse number 12. Let a bear rob the herd wealth, meet a man, rather than a fool and his fathers.
Mm-hmm. That's good stuff. We don't need it. We're going to leave that just like it is, Brother Yahdai Israel. We just want to just throw some on the table to let you know one thing, that, you know, the world is going to find out in time to come that the one that have the unction to break this Bible down and bring out the true meaning of it is the one that you hear of six nights a week called Voices of the True Israelite. We understand that the Bible has a double meaning. Anytime you read the Bible, always understanding that he knew what's going to happen to you. And you was going to become something that you don't understand that you have became because you've been taught by Christianity and Islam and Judaism. See, in the 9th chapter, verse 27-37 of the book of Nehemiah, let's talk about it. Let's see what it says in the 9th chapter of the book called Nehemiah, verse 27-37. Listen real good, was written in Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 27-37. You on the clock, Brother Yahdai Israel, come on.
Book of Nehemiah, chapter 9, verse number 27-37 reads. Book of Nehemiah, chapter 9, verse number 27. Therefore thou deliverest them into the hand of their enemies, vex them in the time of their trouble. When they cried unto you, you heardest them from heaven, and according to your manifold mercy, you gavest them safety, and saved them out of the hand of their enemies.
Hold that point. So, he said, when you cry unto him, he always offend you a savior. He said he'll wait on you to cry unto him. He already know what you're going to be going through. But he said he'll wait on you to cry unto him. Then once you cry unto him, he'll send you a savior. Let's back up in the book of Judges and get a case in point. So the key to it, see, Raya, when you cry unto your mighty one, he always will step forward after you make the first move. You got to cry unto him, then he will activate saviors to come to help you. But you have to cry unto him. That's what he just said. And Judges chapter 3 there, our brother Yahya Israel. Let's look at verse number 15. Let's see what it says in verse 15. Matter of fact, let's look at verse 9 and 15. First, Judges chapter 3, verse 9 and 15.
Book of Judges 3, verse number 9, verse number 15 reads. Book of Judges chapter 3, verse number 9. When the children of Israel, the family of Israel, cried unto Yahweh, Yahweh raised up a deliverer to the family of Israel, delivered them even Othniel, the son of Kenaz, Caleb's younger brother. Verse 15. When the family of Israel cried unto Yahweh, Yahweh raised him up, deliverer, Ehud, son of Gerah, a Benjamite, a man left-handed. By him the family of Israel sent a present unto Eglon, the king of Moab.
Well, that's how he works, Israel. When you cry unto him, then he will make move. So when we go to the 31st chapter of Jeremiah, we look at verse 4 down to verse number 6. We're going to Jeremiah chapter 31. Look at 4, 5, and 6. So here go the key thing right here. When you cry unto Yahweh, then he will activate someone to come to your need. So when you cry to Yahweh, don't think that Yahweh is going to respond to you. It don't work like that. See, that's Christianity, Islam, and Judaism. Here's one thing about it. He ain't going to break his father's word. When you cry unto him, then he will check and see who is the one of that hour. And then he will get it to them, and they will get it to you. Hold that point. I got to pull a rabbit out of here behind that. You say, that sounds pretty good, Steve, but you need a case in point. You got to have a case in point. Okay. Run to Exodus 18. Case in point, if that's what you want to get, so be it. Let's go to 18 chapter. And we'll watch an outsider ask questions. And then the outsider will get answers. Because what happens, when you're on the outside, that's all you're going to do is ask questions. We'll pick up at verse number 13. 18, 13. Matter of fact, read one to get warmed up, then skip down to verse number 13. And we'll take it down to verse 16. So remember, when a person is talking to you and they are outsider, what do you mean by outsider? That means they think you can get around and coming in, sitting down with the six anointed camp. That makes you outsider. You always going to ask questions, but you'll get your answer when Yahweh show you. Exactly. But anytime you're outsider, you always going to have questions. You always going to be caught up with something. Because that, it don't work like that. In the 18th chapter of Exodus, we're going to pick it up at verse 1 and skip down to 13 to 16. Listen to this. Let's see what we're working with, Brother Yahdai Israel.
The book of Exodus, chapter 18, verse number 1. Verse number 13 through 16 reads, Exodus chapter 18, verse 1. When Jethro, who looted for Reuel, the priest of Midian, Moses' father-in-law heard all that Yahweh had done for Moses and for Israel, his people, and that Yahweh had brought Israel out of Egypt. Verse number 13. It came to pass on the morrow that Moses set to judge the people. And the people stood by Moses from the morning until evening. Verse 14. And when Moses' father-in-law saw all that he had did to the people, he said, what is this thing that thou doest to the people? Why sit of you yourself alone? And all the people stand by you from morning until evening. Verse 15. Moses said unto his father-in-law, because the people come unto me to inquire of Yahuwah. Verse 16. When they have a matter, they come to unto me, and I judge between one and another. As you make them know the statutes of Yahuwah and his Torah instructions.
So you see that? So you see the outsider came in out of his father-in-law, dear outsider. He said, what that you do, Moses? He said, well, the peoples, they come record the peoples. In that case, about the whole 12 tribes of Israel. You mean that the whole 12 tribes of Israel had to go and see Moses? Yes, Abraham. The whole 12 tribes of Israel had to go see Moses. And Moses, and then Moses had to, one 12 through 17, Deuteronomy. Then Moses had to, Deuteronomy 1, 12 through 17. Yes, Abraham. See, understand one thing. We trying to show you, according to the Bible, how it works. Christianity, Islam, and Judaism have destroyed you. Because you got a lot of them still talking about, well, I'm gonna wait on the Most High to tell me. But I mean, you ain't hearing nothing that the Bible saying, are you? You see what Moses said? The people come to ask him what to be done. Then Moses done a 1:12-17. 1:12-18. Let's see what Moses did in Deuteronomy chapter 1:12-18. What did Moses do that, brother Yahdai Israel?
Book of Deuteronomy chapter 1, number 12 through 18 reads. Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 12. And can I myself alone bear your cumbrance and your burden and your strife? Verse number 13. Take you wild men and have descent and known among your tribes. And I will make them rulers over you. Verse 14. And you answered me and said, the thing which thou hast spoken is good for us to do. Verse 15. So I took the chief of your tribe, wise men and known, and made them heads over you, captains over thousands, captains over hundreds, captains over 50, captains over 10, and officers among your tribe. Verse 16. Now charge your judges at that time, say, be the cause between your brothers, and judge righteously between every man and his brother, and the stranger that is with you. Verse 17, should I respect person and judge, but you shall hear the small as well as the great. You shall not be afraid of the face of man, but the judgment is Yahuwah, the cause that is too hard for you, bring unto me, and I will hear it. Verse 18, and I commanded you at that time all things that you should do.
Mm-hmm. Read verse 13 and 15 again.
The book of Deuteronomy 1, verse number 13. Take you wise men and understand and known among your tribes, and I will make them rulers over you. Verse 15. So I took the chief of your tribes, wise men and known, made them heads over you, captains over thousands, captain over 100, captain over 50, captain over 10, and officers among your tribe.
Make them heads and rulers over you. Make them heads and rulers over you. Do you understand what the man saying? So this is what he gets from Yahuwah, to make them captains, heads, and rulers over you. And this is where we fall off on the wagon right there. When we hear this word called rulers over you, and that's where your problem come in at, and that's why we in the condition we're in right now. If you want to know how it works, you got to let the works unfold itself in the Bible. The reason why we in the condition right now where we're just going to fast forward to 9:37 and come right back again. Let's go to Nehemiah 9:37. We're coming right back. Let's see what it says in 9:37. See, when you hear that word called rulers over you, heads over you, that's when you turn into the Hulk. Matter of fact, you might even turn green. Matter of fact, your head might be neck turn all around and you're facing your back when you hear these words. But understand one thing. You're not getting to where you got to get to until you understand the way to make it work is already written, and all you got to do is rehearse the righteous act. The seer got to put anointed people around him to help you. But you have to understand they are over you and they to rule you with the word of Yahweh. Now, case in point, hold that point right there where we at. Let's go to the book of Hebrews, through the title called Hebrew, and then read, and I said, verse 7. The word rule means exactly what it means. But it got to be those that rule with the understanding of what you ruling, what that word means, ruling. You have to precept that to 13, verse 7, and see what the word rule means. What it mean in 13, verse 7?
The book of Hebrews. Through the word of Hebrews, chapter 13, verse number 7 reads, book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 7 7. Remember them which have the rule over you, that's spoken unto you, the word of Yahweh, whose faith follows, consider the end of their conversation.
Who rules over you, the one that speaks the word of Yahweh. That is the definition of ruling. Ruling because what comes out of your mouth is thus says Yahweh that you can read. So that's what he's saying. I put those, and that came from what Yahweh told Moses to do in the 11th chapter, verse 16 and 17. See, Moses was following the rules and regulations once he cried to Yahweh. See, Yahweh did not respond to Moses until he cried to him. Now, let's go to 11th chapter and show you. Yahweh do things one way. If you want to activate Yahweh, you got to do it the way you can read. Let's see what Moses did in the 11th chapter. And we'll pick it up at verse number 11. Let's take it down 11:11 and watch Yahweh already know what Moses is going to do. But watch how he took it from 11:11 down to verse number 17. Listen to this. Numbers chapter 11:11 to 17. Brother Yahdai Israel, come up.
Book of Numbers chapter 11. Verse number 11 through 17 read. Numbers chapter 11. Verse number 11. And Moses said unto Yahweh, wherefore have you afflicted my thy servant? Wherefore have I not found favor in your sight? You laid the burden of all this people upon me. Verse 12. Have I conceived all this people? Have I begotten them that thou shouldest say unto me, carry them in your bosom as a nursing father bears the sucking child unto the land which thou swearest unto their father. Verse 13. Which should I have flesh to give unto all this people? For they weep unto me, saying, give us flesh that we may eat. Verse 14. Am I not able to bear all this people alone? Because it is too heavy for me. Verse 15. If thou deal thus with me, kill me, I pray you, out of hand. If I have found favor in your sight, and let me not see my wretchedness. Verse 16. Yahweh said unto Moses, get unto me 70 men of the elders of Israel, whom you know as to be the elders of the people, officers over them, and bring them unto the tabernacle of the congregation, that they may stand there with you. Verse 17. And I will come down and I will come down and talk with ye there. And I will take of the spirit which is upon you, will put it upon them. And they shall bear the burden of the people with you, that you bury not yourself alone.
Mm-hmm. So you see, that's how it was set up then, and that's how we in the process of setting it up now. That's why we, whatever we do, you can bet we'd be able to read it out of the Bible. But you will always have questions until you follow the rules and regulations. Until you submit and follow the rules and regulations, you always have questions. You're always going to be asking questions because you don't follow what Yahweh tell you to do that we can read. Let's run to the book, the 10th chapter of the book of Hebrew. And we try to call Hebrew, pick up at 22. And we're taking down to verse 26. So listen what he got written. And the reason why we always going to be in a disadvantaged state, because one thing about it, we make our decisions without making anything pertaining to the Bible. And I ain't forgot about it. I'm coming right back with that verse over there in Nehemiah 9:37. Now, the reason why 9:37 is going to be wearing us like a cheap suit and a cheap dress after we find out what he says in 10:22-26 of Israel. And we try to call Hebrew. What did he say that, brother? Y'all got Israel?
The book of Hebrew. Look at the word in Hebrew. Chapter 10. Verse 22-26 reads. The book of Hebrew, chapter 10. Verse number 22. Let us draw near with a true mind, in full assurance of the covenant, having our minds sprinkled from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. Verse 23. Let us hold fast the profession of the covenant without wavering, for he is faithful to that promise. Verse 24. Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. Verse 25, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more, as you see the day approaching. Verse 26, for we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin.
What did verse 25 and 26 say again?
The book of Hebrew, chapter 10. Verse 25. Now forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more, as you see the day approaching. Verse 26. For if we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remain no more sacrifice for sin.
Mm-hmm. Now come back to and look at verse 37, then we're going to back up to Nehemiah. Nehemiah 9, look at 37. So now, watch 37 again.
The book of Nehemiah, chapter 9, verse number 37 reads. The book of Nehemiah, chapter 9, verse number 37. And it yielded much increase unto the king. Thou hast said over us because of our feet. Also they have dominion over our bodies, over our cattle, at their pleasure, and we are in great distress.
Mm-hmm. They got dominion over our bodies because of what reason, brother? What is the number one reason why the other 17 nations got dominion over our bodies? What is the number one reason in that verse 37, brother? Y'all got Israel?
Nehemiah 9:37. It yielded much increase unto the kings whom thou hast set over us because of our sins.
Because of our sins. The reason why the world got dominion over us because of our sins. Let's back up to Judas chapter 5. And we'll pick with verse number 19-22. The reason why the nations, all 17 nations, have dominion over our bodies, look what they're telling us now. They're telling you now, you got to take the shot. You got to take the vaccine. You got to take it now you keep your job. You got to take it now to come to any amusement park of activity. You got to take it now. But the part they leave out on the statistics they got on record, and the report is so close to me that I can call it the way it is. Once you go on the internet, you find out more information about it. Those that have taken them shots. What it says in 8:29 of the book of Wisdom of Solomon. What it says in Wisdom of Solomon 8:29 there, Brother Yaakov Dahlia.
The Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 8, verse number 29 reads.
Make it 27 to 29 there, Brother Yaakov Dahlia. 27. 28 and 29. But pause on 27 just for a minute.
The book of Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 27 and 29. Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 8. Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 8.
Well, make it all 2 Ezra 8:27. Thank you there, Brother Yaakov Dahlia. Well, you know, you on point, Brother Yaakov Dahlia. Excellent. Make that 2 Ezra 8:27. And we'll leave it just like that. You right?
Book of 2 Ezra, Book of 2 Ezra, chapter 8, verse 27. Regard not the wicked invention of the nation, but the desire of those that keep the covenant in affection.
You see the man saying? He says, regard not what the nations have invented, the wicked inventions they have made up. See, the wicked inventions they have made up, Steve, right here, is all because of what was said in the 5th chapter, verse 19 and 22 of Judas. This is what was said in Judas chapter 5. They tell you, regard is not. But you know what? We can't see past the Bible. We see that one-eyed Satan, and that's why we got so much over our head right now that I don't know how you'll get out of Monday. You know what it says in 38 verse 11? What it says in Sirach 38 11?
Book of Sirach 38, verse number 11 reads, Sirach 38, verse number 11. Give a sweet savor and a memorial of fine flour. Make a fat offering.
And make a fat offering. We have, for the last year and a half, seen so long, a fat offering will bankrupt you for a time to come. Because you have let that one out of Satan. You have let that 12:3 just Ecclesiastes 12 verse 3. This is what you undid. 12 verse 3.
Book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, verse number 3 reads. Ecclesiastes 12, verse 3. In the day when the keepers of the house shall tremble, the strong men shall bow themselves and their grinders cease because they are few. Those that look out of the window, be dark.
Those that look out the window are going to see Satan the devil. All you're going to see is Satan the devil. Start looking out that window. Do you know what was said in 2 Maccabees 6:11? Do you know what your forefathers and mothers did in 6:11? What did your forefathers and mothers do when it comes down to, let's see, they look out the window. 2 Maccabees 6:11. What they do? Brother Yaakov Dahlia,
look at 2 Maccabees 6, verse 11. And others that had run together into caves nearby to keep the Sabbath day, being secretly, being discovered to Philip, were all burnt together because they made a conscience to help themselves for the honor of the most sacred day.
You're helping yourself, but to honor the most sacred day, you helping yourself. You helping yourself. And see, we is the watchmen on the wall. And we was told by being the watchmen on the wall in the book of Isaiah 65, we will see, this is what we was told. See, we were told something. In the book of Isaiah, we were told something in 65. What were we told, Brother Yahdiah? We were told something. In Isaiah, we were told something, Brother Yahdiah Israel. We were told something in 62. Thank you again, Brother Yahdiah Israel. Like to me, you on point. We were told something in Isaiah 62, verse 1. Verse 1, and skip down to verse number 5 through 7. We were told something. So when we come on this network, don't you know we were told something to tell somebody something? You think we come on here just to hear ourselves echo back and forth all over the known world? No, we were told something. Isaiah 52, verse 1, skip down to 5 through 7. Listen good, Brother Yahdiah Israel. Come on.
The book of Isaiah 62, verse number 1. Verse number 5 through 7, read. Look at Isaiah 62, verse number 1. For Yahdiah Judah, through the word Zion's sake, will I not hold my peace? And for Israel, northern kingdom's sake, will I not rest? Until the righteousness thereof go forth as bright, salvation thereof as a lamp that burns. Verse number 5. For the young man marries a virgin, which as thy son marry thee. And as the bridegroom rejoice over the bride, so shall you, your Yahuwah, rejoice over you. Verse number 6. I've set watch on your wall, O Yahuwah Jew, which shall never hold their peace day nor night. You that make mention of Yahuwah, keep thy sight. Verse 7. Give him no rest till he establish, till he make Yahuwah Judah, Israel, a praise in the earth.
Why so? Verse 7. Why so, Brother Yahuwah Israel? Now, Brother Yahuwah Israel, now you know you read there like a chap. Now, you definitely, see, that's what I like. I like what you just got through doing, and that 62 verse 1, I like that. You definitely done your homework, and you definitely delivered a knockout blow. And that's what time it is. Right there. I see it, Brother Yahdiah Israel. Excellent. Now, what was said in 62 verse 7?
Book of Isaiah 62 verse 7 reads, and give him no rest till he accept, till he make Yahdiah Judah Israel a praise in the earth.
Verse 8.
Verse 7-8. Yahweh sworn by his right hand and by the arm of his strength. Surely I will no more give thy corn to be meat for thine enemy. The sons of the stranger shall not drink your wine, for the which you have labored.
Oh, Yahweh Israel. What did Yahweh say corn is to you? What did Yahweh say? Listen, what did he, here's the point, see, right? See, when you don't understand what this man's saying, he leave all kind of tidbits to tell you something in the lesson form. You cannot continue to eat the way the other nations eat, not keeping them Sabbath day, feast day, when I'm fringing, and eating the way Yahweh tell you to eat. You started watching them eat, and you do it. You're all up into the Moab, Ammon, the 17 nations, restaurants. You eat everything that they eat and wonder why you falling out like leaves on a tree. Because of way your intake in your body and the intake in your mind. He said, watch me to tell you. You're doing everything wrong. and you think you will come up with a right? Look what you just said over in Freddie in verse 7. How many of your doctors told you this right here in verse number 8? He's going to tell you something. Freddie in verse 8, Yahweh's talking. Yahweh's swore by his right hand. Yahweh swore by his right hand. That's the double meaning right there. That can be the father telling the son something, or the son telling y'all got to do something. It can go either way, see right here. But what did he say? Surely what, brother Yahweh Israel? Surely what?
Surely I will no more give your corn to be meat.
Ain't that something? The corn, listen, see right. Listen to me. The corn is your meat. Corn is your meat, see right? You think the meat is that old thing they created called that cow and that chicken. Something they created. No, see right? Out of the mouth of Isaiah telling the children of Israel, corn is your meat. If you want to have your body prepared for what is not going to stop, when they stop one thing, going to start something else. But you're not equipped, but he got Washington telling you exactly what you need to do. Corn is your meat. Corn is your meat, see, right? Every time you sit down and eat, you're supposed to have a big belly full of meat, which is your corn, and whatever is fixed for you, because that is your meat. And guess what it'll do for you? And guess what it'll do for you in Zechariah? This is what it'll do for you in Zechariah. And the signs, and what signs do you want to see is working? Let's see what Zechariah said when you got it in you. What will happen to you in 9:17? It'll tell you what will happen to you if you prepare yourself the way he said. 9:17, what did it say? Or Zechariah?
Book of Zechariah 9, verse 17, read. For great is his good, now great is his due. Corn shall make you the young man cheerful, and the new wine the maid.
Ain't that something? You get that in you, you get that corn for your meat, you get it all in your system real good, it'll make you cheerful. You won't be having that, you won't be having this right here. I'm going to show you what you won't be having no more in this vehicle. See one thing about it, Steve, right here. See, you want to get rid of this right here, the 11:19. You want to get rid of this, 11:19. All Ezekiel.
Book of Ezekiel, chapter 11, verse number 19 reads, Ezekiel, chapter 11, verse number 11:19. Now I will give them one mind. I will put a new spirit within you. I will take away the stony mind out of your flesh. To give them a mind of flesh.
He'll take that stony mind out of you. See, that good corn, good green stuff eat with corn, that'll remove that stony mind out you. You always won't be always, you can look in your eyes and you're disembobulated, you make statements that the Bible don't support, especially statement about what Yahweh said to you. What did Yahweh say to you? And why didn't he say something to the children of Israel then? If you're a children of Israel, we find out that the children of Israel, look what they said. Give me the 35th chapter, verse number 26 of Ezekiel. Let me give you a precept on that, and I'll meet you over in the 6th chapter of Deuteronomy. I'm going to show you something. You know, because we hear these things, and you have to quit that because that's Christianity, Islam, Judaism. What it said, Brother Yahweh Israel?
Ezekiel 35, verse 6.
26. Yeah, 26. I've been gone now. I've been gone a long time now. You have 26.
Ezekiel 35.
Oh, let me go back over there. I forgot what I said there about Yahya, right? Let me go back over there and peep again. That was our, that was Ezekiel. That's Ezekiel 36:26. You're right again, that's Brother Yahya Israel. Yeah, 36:26.
Book of Ezekiel. Chapter 36, verse 26, read. A new mind also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. I will take away the stony mind out of your flesh. We'll give you a mind of flesh.
See, you got to take that stony mind out of your flesh. That stony mind. You're doing everything wrong. You're doing everything wrong for me, are you? You're not doing what the Bible's saying. Do you know what it says in the book of Judas chapter 5, 19 to 22? What says that, Brother Yahya Israel? Judas 5:19-22.
The book of Judas, chapter 5, verse number 19-22 reads. Judas chapter 5, verse number 19. And now they return to their Yahuwah, and they come up from the places where they were scattered, and they have possessed Yahuwah Judah, where their temple is, and are seated in the hill country. But it was devil. Verse number 20. Now therefore my Yahuwah and God, if there be any error in this people, they stand against their Yahuwah. Let us consider that this shall be their womb. And let us go up, and we will overcome them. Verse 21. But if there be no sin in their nation, let my leader now pass by. Lest their Yahuwah defend them. There Yahuwah be for them, and we become a reproach for all the world. Verse 22, and when Achaiah had finished these sayings, all the people standing round about the tent murmured, and the chief men of Holofernes, and all that dwell by the seaside, and in Moab, spake that he should kill him.
And that was all on and out. And, you know, But that was going on right now. But in Romans chapter 8:31, it is what we roll on. What it says in Romans 8:31. See, that was going on right now, see, right? See, we got many things to tell you, but your problem is you don't want to obey what the Bible got to say. Your only way out is obey what? The words of Yahuwah is coming out this Bible. If Yahuwah tell you that I'm going to intervene with you once I see what I want to see, then you got to believe what the man telling you. We are watchmen. The Sixth Anointed Camp is watchmen. We showing you what this man saying 6 nights a week. We can talk prophecy and say in his book, but we telling you soundly, Steve, right here. You got to get that stony mind out your head. And obey leadership. That's your only way out, not that one I say. When leadership tell you what the Bible saying, don't turn to the Hulk all the time and say, well, that's what you think. That's what you say. See, stuff like that going to continue to keep you in the condition you're in right now, and the world going to keep the dominion over us, like we getting ready to read in Nehemiah shortly by the time we get to where we got to get to. We're going to hear some more of Nehemiah saying. But what you read now, Brother Yahya Israel?
Just came out of Ezekiel 36:26.
All right. All right, then, Brother Yahya Israel. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 5 then. And just give me a name and verse. Give me a name and skip down to verse 22. And take it on down to... verse 27. And listen to me real good. Give me a name. Give me a name or the subject matter in Deuteronomy 5, then skip down to verse 22. I need a name, Brother Yahya Israel.
Book of Deuteronomy 5, verse number 1. Moses called all Israel and said unto them, hear, O Israel.
So we got a name. So the subject matter is about all Israel. So what is the subject matter? It's about Moses called all Israel. Now, who called all Israel? Moses did, right? No. What happened in verse 22?
Verse number 22. Down
to 26. 27. Take it straight down to 27.
Look at Deuteronomy 5, verse 22 through 27, verse 22. These words Yahweh spake unto all your assembly in the mount out of the midst of the fire, of the cloud, and of the thick darkness with a great voice. He added no more, and he wrote them in two tables of stone and delivered them unto me. Verse 23. It came to pass when you heard the voice out of the midst of the darkness, for the mountain did burn with fire, that you came near unto me, even on the heads of your tribe and your elders. Verse 24. And you said, behold, Yahweh has shown us his greatness, and we have heard his voice out of the midst of fire. We have seen this day that Yahweh doth talk with men, and they live. Verse 25. Now therefore, why should we die? For this great fire shall consume us. If we hear the voice of Yahweh anymore, then we shall die. Verse 26. For who is there of all flesh? And I heard the voice of the living Yahweh speaking out of the midst of fire, as we have and live. Verse 27. Go you near, and hear all that Yahweh shall say. And speak you unto us, all that Yahweh shall speak unto you. And we will hear it and do.
Ain't that nice? This is a man's saying. So you hear the whole 12. Remember, he called all Israel. All Israel came. Then all Israel had a representative according to the first of Deuteronomy 1:1. And this is what they said in the last. And then Moses said, read the last line of the last three lines of 22, and he added no more. But listen to our conversation here. I want you to hear a conversation here. All 12 tribes are there. A conversation here. The great boys, and he add no more. And what, Brother Yahda Israel?
And he wrote them in two tables of stone and delivered them unto me.
That is that something. You see what the man is saying? And he delivered unto me. What we trying to tell you, Steve, right here? I don't care how much you want to learn from the 17 nations and everything else. Yahweh always have the, if you want to know what Yahweh done yesterday and what he's doing today, look back at yesterday. The way it works is the way it works, see, right? You got to get in order upon the leader that is set up by the seer. And when they tell you what time it is, just anointed, accept that and go on about your business with it. And stop being a stony man. Because you only hurt yourself and your family and everybody come in contact with you. You've been told by the six anointed count. Where is your fringes at? The fringes is the blessing. You holding back your blessing. Trying to watch that one eye saying in the world, saying that's contrary to what the people of the Bible at. And when they edit like that, he had the 54:17 just ringing all around in the book of Isaiah and what it said, 54:17. You're supposed to make sure that you don't have you a light woman. A light woman is a woman with a mind of their own. You got to make sure you instruct the woman that you with must be a Sirach 7:26. What did it say in 7:26 anyway?
The book of Sirach.
The Yahweh man, you must have a 7:26. What did it say in Sirach 7:26 anyway, about Yahweh Israel?
The book of Sirach 7, verse 26 reads, "And thou wipe after your mind, forsake her not. But give not yourself over to a light woman."
A light woman is always the one that is contrary to whatever you say. They always got a comeback. They always got a comeback statement. When you say what to be said, that's the end of it. You get the first and last word, and that's the end of it. If you got a woman that give you a comeback statement, then what do you say, what do you say you do in 25, 26? What did the Bible tell you to do? What do the Bible tell you to do in Sirach 25, 26? When you got a mate and you know you doing the Yahwali business, and you got a mate and 25, 26 supposed to be on the table. What does it say about Yahdai Yahdai?
Book of Sirach 25, verse 26 reads, "If she go not as you would have her, cut her off from your flesh. Give her a bill of divorce and let her go."
Yeah, see, right? Because it's time out. You got to understand one thing. You got to get the 17 nations out of your better half head. Because Yahweh told you plainly what he have did. Job 39:17. Do you understand that Yahweh, right? He told Issachar, boy, would you write down what I have did? Because all one of the reasons it's an on the cap. What it says in Job 39:17.
The book of Job, chapter 30.
But make it 39:17. How about 39:17 there, brother Yahweh Israel?
The book of Job, chapter,
I ain't looking at nothing, but it sounds pretty good to me.
The book of Job, chapter 39, verse number 17 reads, "Because Yahweh have deprived her of wisdom, he have imparted to her understanding."
That's Issachar's boy, Job, letting you know, Mr. 37:12, you must take your rightful position. That's the only way you'll get the 17 nations out of your household. You got to instruct that woman on what Yahweh said, because it's your duty to do it, and her duty to make sure you is a Yahweh man. You just don't jump and get your pair of britches. Make sure you got a Yahweh man, and Yahweh man must go by the Bible. What the Bible says, that's the end of it. Because we won't have all these problems that we got right now. We won't have that the nation got dominion over our body. If we understand that if you eat right, it's fed right, and you ain't got you a light woman, then you're going to have a 65-13 or some. This is what's going to happen when you eating that good old corn and green food, and you even be energetic. Look what it says over in 65:13 of the book of Psalms. Look what the Bible says. This man was, the minister spirit came out and told him, 65:13. What did it say in 65:13?
Book of Psalms 65, verse number 13 reads, "Pastures are clothed with flocks. The valleys also are covered over with junk, with corn. They shout for joy. They also sing."
The corn will make you happy. Your corn helps control your immune system. The corn is your meat. You get that corn and green stuff in your belly, you will feel like you ate a whole cow, but you'll eat healthy. You're going to find out by eating green stuff and corn and fish, boy, you're going to feel so good, somebody come into your mind that ain't been in your mind in a long time. Huh? That's right. But as long as you continue to follow what that, I'm looking in the book to find a new recipe to make. That is a light person looking into a book looking for a recipe. What recipe? The Bible is the recipe. The Bible is the recipe. You look in the Bible and see what the Bible done for your forefathers and mothers. Do the same thing they did. You have less problems. We'll be falling all out, fainting all the time. Always something wrong. What's wrong? There's always something wrong. You know why? Because you're not following the Bible. And that's why the leadership is fit in order to help you. You got to stop backdooring all these things, trying to figure out which way to go. Keep the Sabbath day. Put them fringes on. Learn what this man is saying through the one that he has anointed to show you the way to get on your feet. So you can be bring a end to this man with all these wicked devices you got. Because when you clump under this one, he don't have another waiting on you. But your game changer is come back to Yahweh's word. Now come on back to Nehemiah again. Let's go back to Nehemiah again. And let's see what Nehemiah said. Now he said something already in 9:27. Now we going to 28. Let's see what we can get out of verse 28. What it said in 9:28?
The book of Nehemiah 9, verse 28 reads, as they at rest, they did evil again before you. Therefore leftest thou them in the hand of their enemy, so that they had dominion over them. And when they returned and cried unto you, thou heardest them from heaven. And many times did thou deliver them according to your mercy.
See that? He said, every time he get his old Israelite rest, they go right back into the same old thing, people at the other nation. Every time he gave them rest, they just don't settle the rest long enough, then they go right back to being low down some more. Come on, read some more.
Verse 29, and testify this against them, that I might just bring them again to your Torah instruction. If they dare proudly, and hearken not until your Torah instruction, but sin against your judge. If a man or woman do, they shall live in them. Withdrew the shoulder and hardened their neck, and would not hear. Verse number 30. In many years that thou forbear them, testified against them by the spirit and the seal, yet would they not give ear, and forgave thou them into the hand of the people of the land. Verse 31. Nevertheless, for thy great mercy's sake, I did not utterly consume them or forsake them. For you are a merciful Yahuwah. Verse 32. Now therefore, our Yahuwah the great, the mighty, the terrible Yahuwah, who keepeth covenant and mercy, and that all the troubles seem little before you that have come upon us, on our kings, our princes, on our priests, our leaders, and on our fathers, and on all your people, since the time of the king of Assyria unto this day. Verse 33. Howbeit thou art just in all that is brought upon us. You have done right, but we have done wicked. Verse 34. You have our kings, our princes, our priests. Our fathers kept your Torah instructions, hearken unto your Torah instructions and your covenant, but with thou didst testify against them. Verse 35. For they have not served thee in their kingdom, and in thy great goodness that thou gavest them. The large and fat land which thou gavest before them, neither turn they from their wicked works. Verse 36. Behold, we are servants this day, and for the land that thou gavest unto our fathers, to eat the fruit thereof, the good thereof. Behold, we are servants in it. Verse 37. And it yielded much increase unto the king, whom you have set over us because of our sin. Also they have dominion over our body, over our cattle, at their pleasure, and we are in great distress.
See that, see, Ryan? Back up to verse 30 and 35 again. Verse 30 and 35. So you see that? So you see, we are watching. The sixth anointing camp is watching. We watching you. We seeing that you kind of come up another way. We see you ain't in no hurry to get no fringes on and no hurry to keep the feast day Sabbath day. Don't you know that is deprimentary according to this book? According to Yahweh's word. Look what he says in verse 30. 9, verse 30.
The book of Nehemiah 9, verse 30. Yet many years did thou forbear them, testify against them by the Spirit and your seer. Yet would they not give ear. Therefore gave thou them into the hand of the people of the land.
You see the man said? So how did Yahweh testify to the 12 tribes of Israel? Through anointed leadership, see, right? He didn't come down and tell you Jack then, ain't told you Jack now. So you see how he operates? See, that's Christianity, Islam, Judaism. Well, I'm going to wait till he ain't going to, listen, it don't work like that. You don't need to even say, thus says Yahweh out of your mouth. Because if you said, thus says Yahweh out of your mouth, you're lying. Because Yahweh don't operate like that. He tell you how he operates. That's why you're so wicked and you're going to continue to be wicked. Because when you say, thus says Yahweh, unless you just read it in a setting of a lesson, fine. But if you just personally said, thus says Yahweh, that is a lie from the pit of Satan, the devil. Because he don't operate like that. Read it right in 9 verse 30. Look what Nehemiah said. Nehemiah was on the point. Because Nehemiah was First Ezra 8 verse 3. Do you know who Nehemiah was? Let me tell you something about Nehemiah in First Ezra 8 verse 3. Let's talk about Nehemiah for a minute.
The book of First Ezra, chapter 8, verse number 3. This Ezra the seer went up from Babylon as a scribe, being very ready in the Torah instruction of Moses that was given by Yahweh of Israel.
What kind of ready was he, brother Yahweh Israel?
Very ready in the Torah.
Very ready. So here he is right here at 9 verse 30. This man talking from very ready. Look what he says in 9 verse 30 of Nehemiah. 9:30 and 9:35. This man was very ready. If we don't just pick this thing up just to pick it up, we pick it up because we are very ready to tell you where you at, what you hear, and how to get out of it. Look what he says in 9 verse 30 and 35. Nehemiah 9, 30 and 35. What do you say?
Look at Nehemiah 9, verse 30. Verse 35 reads, Nehemiah 9, verse 30. Yet many years did thou forbear them and testify against them. By the Spirit in your seers, it will they not give ear. And what gave thou them into the hand of the people of the land. Verse 35. For they have not served thee in their kingdom. In thy great goodness that thou gavest them, and in the large and fat land which thou gavest before them, he deterred thee from their wicked works.
And they were not turned from their wicked ways. You know it's wicked. It's wicked. If you say, thus says Yahweh, that's wicked. If you say, thus says Yahweh, unless you were reading in a class setting, a sixth anointing camp, and you said, thus says Yahweh, that's wicked. Because Yahweh ain't said Jack. Because you calling him a liar. And that make you of the family of the father of lies in 8 chapter 44. We not going to read in St. John. Now, look what Yahweh says to, as time process going went on, and Ezekiel was on the clock in the 3rd chapter. Ezekiel said something. He said something in the 3rd. I mean, Yahweh was talking to Ezekiel about something. And what he says in 3 verse 7. Ezekiel 3 verse 7.
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 3, verse number 7 reads, Book of Ezekiel 3, verse number 7. But the family of Israel would not hearken unto you, for they would not hearken unto me. For the family of Israel are impotent and hard-headed.
You hear man said? He said, don't worry. He said, I thought you talking to them, Sid, but they're not going to listen to you. Because they won't even listen to me. I'm telling you, you read how I operate, and they'll say, just said Yahweh. How would they think they're not for saying, just said Yahweh, unless they're not controlled by Satan the devil? Now, everybody in the Bible, look at them over here, on the right side of the book, Acts chapter 8. Now, he on the right side of the book. Now, way on the right side of the book, on the 8th chapter of Acts. Watch this. In the 8th chapter of Acts, verse 23-24. Listen to this. Acts 8, 23-24. Right side of the book.
The book of Acts, chapter 8, verse number 23-24 reads. Book of Acts 8, verse 23. For I perceive that thou art in the gall of bitterness and in the bond of sin. Verse 24. Then answered Simon and said, pray you to Yahweh for me, that none of these things which you have spoken come upon me.
Yeah, the right side of the book. Right side of the book. He said, what you just said to me, chief figure nation of Israel, would you pray to Yahweh that what you said to me won't none of it come up on me? Why don't you pray for it yourself? Because it don't work like that. It don't work like that. If you continue to do things, it don't work like that. You got to understand something. What you're saying, the Bible got to support what you're saying. The Bible, if the Bible don't support what you're saying, you're lying from the pits of hell. And Yahweh will get you for it. That's why he always warn you to stop it. Understand one thing. You got to stop that spirit you got. He said he sent the seals in that spirit. And that spirit was St. John 63. What spirit he sent them seals in? St. John 63.
The book of St. John, chapter 6, verse 63 reads. St. John 6, verse number 63. It is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit, and they are life.
You see that spirit right here? The words. He sent the seals with the word. And when he sent the seals with the word, this is what happened. Seals got the word. Now here, now watch him operate in the 16th chapter. He ain't gonna operate. And 16 verse 4. Watch him operate. 16 verse 4 of 1 Samuel. Now he sent the word to the seal. He got the word. Let's see what he do with it. And 16 verse 4.
Book of 1 Samuel 16, verse number 4 reads. 1 Samuel 16 verse 4. And Samuel did that which Yahweh spake. He came to Bethlehem, and the elders of the town trembled at his coming and said, come as you, peaceably.
You see that? See what the elder said? He said, Samuel, are you coming peacefully? How the elder said it? Go to Joel behind that. Let's see the response. He said, what's on your mind, Seer? You come in peacefully, run to the book of Joel and Peter and see what happened next. See, you just turn pages, see, right? You just turn pages. You know? The Bible tells the whole story. What happened next? Joel 2:16. Then back up to verse 15. Joel 2:16, give up to verse 15.
Look at Joel 2. Verse 16, up to verse 15 reads, Book of Joel 2, verse 16. Gather the people, sanctify the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children, those that suck the breath, that the bridegroom go forth of his chamber, the bride out of his closet. Verse 15. Blow the trumpet in your God Judah, southern king. Sanctify a fast. Call a solemn assembly.
Urgent. Verse 19, that means Solomon, mean urgent. Urgency, right? It's urgent for you if you obey. Verse 19, look at this.
Verse number 19. Yea, Yahweh will answer and say unto his people, behold, I will send you corn, wine, oil. You shall be satisfied therewith. That will no more make you a reproach among the nations.
You see the man saying? Why Yahweh keep telling you what he going to send to help you? What he's saying to help you is green food and corn, Eroy. Why would you sit down and eat a meal and you ain't got no green? Well, you know, I don't like picking. But listen, green food and corn. You want to get healthy? Stop and look and put them recipe books down and make sure you got green food and corn and fish. And watch the difference in your body. Watch how your mind change. Then do some exercise, some throw exercise in that bed and get on your step up and shake that blood up. And then you have some kick about yourself. Green food, corn, spring water, exercise. Then you will have a 54:17 of Isaiah. What it says in 54:17, I'll throw them over in 1 Samuel 7 waiting on you. What it says in 54:17?
The book of Isaiah 54:17 reads, Isaiah 54:17, the weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of Yahweh. And their righteousness is of me.
Uh-huh. And do what in Isaiah 24:15? And do what? Why you so close to it? 24:15.
The book of Isaiah 24:15 reads. Isaiah 24:15. But for honor you, Yahweh in the fire, even the name of Yahweh of Israel in the house of the sea.
And all the things you honor Yahweh in the fire. Honor Yahweh when it's the hotter the better. That's when you honor Yahweh the hotter the better, see, right? Hotter the better. I gotta pull a rabbit out of there. I gotta pull a rabbit out of there, bro. Let's go to the book of Jubilees for a minute. Let me show you about the hotter the better. We're going the hotter the better. That's pretty good. Hotter the better. I got to go with Jubilees on that, Brother Yahdai Israel. What it says in Jubilees chapter 11, verse number 32.
The book of Jubilees, chapter 11.
Yes, sir, verse 32.
Jubilee, chapter 11.
No, make it, Jeff, thank you, Brother Yahdai. You on point pretty good there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Excellent. I'm looking right at Jasper's, and I don't know why I'm saying Jubilee. Maybe because I can't find my Jubilee book. I don't know where I'm in my Jubilee book. Somewhere around here. I don't know where it's at. I ain't got it. Jubilees, Jasper, 11:32. I don't know where my Jubilees book at. No, 31. 11:31.
The book of Jasper, chapter 11, verse 31 reads, and in the evening of that day, in that house, Abram was clothed with the spirit of Yahweh.
Clothed with the spirit of Yahweh. You're clothed with the spirit of Yahweh. That's right. You're clothed with the spirit of Yahweh. Now, that's what we are trying to get up close. Go to 12th chapter and pick it up verse 22. 22 to 25. I'm not trying to get away from it. 12, 22 to 25 in closing statement. We just catch you in class, that buddy. I got here. Time get away. And we ain't got on no policy yet. 12, 22 to 25.
Look at Joshua.
Yeah, the same book. Yeah, pick up verse 20 out. Pick up verse 20. And take it down to verse 25 in the closing page.
The book of Joshua, chapter 12, verse number 20 through 25 reads. Book of Joshua 12, verse 20. When Terah had spoken this to the king concerning Haran, his son, the king ordered Haran to be seized with Abel. Verse 21. They brought their boat, Abram and Haran, his brother, to cast them into the fight. And all the inhabitants of the land and the king's servants, princes, and all the women, did the ones with theirs, standing that day over them. Verse 22. The king's servant took Abram and his brother. They stripped them of all their clothes except their lower garments, which were upon them. Verse 23. They bound their hands and feet with linen cords. The servants of the king lifted them up and cast them both into the furnace. Verse 24. Yahweh loved Abram, and he had compassion over him. Yahweh came down and delivered Abram from the fire, as he was not burnt. Verse 25. But all the cords with which they bound him were burnt, while Abraham remained and walked about in the fire.
See, who you trust Yahweh, but what happened to the one that didn't trust his brother, that didn't trust Yahweh? He was trusting that one-eyed Satan. He was trusting Nimrod more than he was trusting Yahweh. What happened to him? He was in the same condemnation. Well, then, verse 26.
Verse 26. Haran died when they had cast him into the fire, and he was burned to ashes, for his mind was not perfect with Yahweh. Those men who cast him into the fire, the flame of the fire spread over them, and they were burnt, and 12 men of them died.
And what about Abram, verse 27?
Verse 27. Abram walked in the midst of the fire 3 days and three nights, and all the servants of the king saw him walking in the fire. They came and told the king, saying, Lord, we have seen Abram walking about in the midst of the fire. Even the larger garments which are upon him are not burnt. The lower garments which are upon him is not burnt, but the cord with which he was bound is burnt.
You see when we come on the network, you see all this good stuff that, yeah. Give me two more verses and call it quick there, buddy. Give me two more verses. I got to get two more out of that. Do you see we come humble? We telling you, see, right? You know the reason you get burnt all the time? Because you refuse to do anything this man telling you to do. You see, Abel's brother, he didn't do. Abel had his garments on and his fringes. Last two verses in the closing statement say what?
The book of Joshua, chapter 12. Joshua 12, verse number 28.
28 and 29, that's it.
Verse 28. When the king heard their words, his mind fainted, and he would not believe them. So he sent other faithful princes to see this matter. They went and saw it and told it to the king. The king rose to go and see it, and he saw Abram walking to and fro in the midst of fire. And he saw Haran's body burnt, and the king wondered greatly. Verse 29, the king ordered Abram to be taken out from the fight. The servants approached to take him out, and they could not, for the fire was round about, and the flame ascended toward them from the furnace.
Verse 30.
Verse number 30. And the king's servants fled from it, and the king rebuked them, saying, make haste, bring Abram out of the fight, that you shall not die.
Really, like it is, bro. You know, this book, these books of Yahweh's got all the answers. But I'm telling you something. Ain't two-thirds going to make it. So we wonder what two-thirds is going to be. We don't know. But we tell you, listen, You got that one eye saying him, you don't want to wear no prison, you don't keep no Sabbath days, you don't keep no feast days. Don't you know that is same thing Haran just did? He didn't serve Yahweh the way Abram served Yahweh. And he was burnt to toast, to the ashes. Abraham was walking around, Abram walking around there 3 days and three nights. Closing statement, Brother Yahweh Israel. Catch you in class. You on the clock. Come on.
Hallelujah, Quah, hallelujah, Quah, hallelujah, Quah. The other way is rolling out, see Israel, a sea royal. Great word came to the four corners of the globe. Praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah, Quah.
Hallelujah, Quah. Excellent. I'm back to the elders getting close to thinking. Remember one thing, the broadcast on the Power Talk, Elder Yosef Ben Israel, he's going to be cranking up around about 8 o'clock, getting things going on there, getting warmed up for you. So if you catch the lesson, then you catch the lesson. Any questions that you need to know about this broadcast, the next broadcast, Mr. Chill will be able to answer them questions for you as these lessons unfold that you need to know. See, you need to know what these lessons are saying, what this Bible is saying. If you got any kind of questions after you heard the lesson, come to the microphone and ask questions, and you get answers. Let's see if you're ready to give you some answers on the questions. If you heard the lessons, you know, you're going to hear this lesson, the lesson's coming up right now at 8 o'clock at on Power Talk, and the lesson's cranking up right now. Hear something, then ask something. Closing statement. Hell.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel, and thank you for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast. Only one thing I can say thus far. It has been a very interesting broadcast thus far, and I think that everybody has listened, has got a earful of Yahweh, which is a good thing, because this is what we come here to do, to hear those things that most of us can hear. And some listening that don't understand, we provide the correct teaching so they can. So knowing that, we welcome and thank all of you for attending this live broadcast that's coming to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. And first and foremost, about Yahweh's Word. Connecting the books, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because we know you all have not. This is information you came to seek. And now you found that what you have sought in Yahweh's ministry. That's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. We generally don't have a class on Tuesday unless we have a special event. But we do have a Sabbath class. Now, for members that don't know when the Sabbath is, the top part of Sabbath is Friday. Temple, it starts at 7:30 to 10:30 p.m. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. The temple class starts at 12 p.m. and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. Now, we also have a website address that you can use. To use this, open up any search engine right on the search line. Type www.tribeyhdh.com. And after you click enter, just under this big line, you will see choices. One of the choices would be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you may see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it says to all of us in the Book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto Yahweh, or you